When civilization began in the Middle East, low population densities and the easy proximity of city and countryside made urban pollution manageable. There wasn't any plastic, there were few toxic chemicals, and the ancients knew well how filth could be easily transformed into fertility to create a revolution in food production. With ever larger densities of people, who usually moved into or next to the new cities with their animals, closing the cycle to grow more plants and feed ever more animals and people was easy. Cities started out by creating abundance rather than problems. With all the non-eaten food wastes available, and all the nutrient-rich wastes from digested food, cities and their immediate environs became some of the richest places on Earth. People today don't think about city garbage as something good, but back then both food and toilet wastes were collected from urban centers and carted out to surrounding farms and fields. Animals lived with people in the city, because that is the easiest place to find food for them. A substantial amount of food plants were grown in cities, a practice that kept many alive in walled cities during sieges. The city, after all, is where the solar energy and nutrients and irrigation water found in food grown on farms ends up, and there's plenty of gray water available.